All right, so you've been hearing about it everywhere, right? Nagana Lean Body Tonic.
Yeah, it's definitely making the rounds online.
All this buzz about this Japanese elixir and how it can like help you lose weight.
Right, and plant-based wellness is super trendy now, so
Oh yeah, for sure.
it makes sense that this tonic is getting so much attention.
I've got a stack of articles here, actually,
Yeah.
the product website, and even some user reviews.
Oh, wow, the whole shebang.
We're going to try to unpack it all today and
Yeah.
see if Nagano Lean Body Conic really lives up to the hype.
I'm excited to dig in.
Me too.
Me.
Let's start with the product website.
Okay.
They're really painting a pretty alluring picture. It's like a turbocharged metabolism in a glass, they say. Fat loss, more energy, even anti-aging benefits. It
Yeah.
all sounds
Yeah.
almost too good to be true.
I know, right? Well,
So,
let's break it down and see what we're working with here.
okay, so let's dive into the ingredients.
All right.
Two that really jumped out at me were Camu Camu and EGCG from green tea.
Yeah, those are both popular ingredients right now.
They're both touted as metabolism boosters. Camu Camu. I know that one has a ton of vitamin C, right?
Yeah, it's packed with vitamin C way more than an orange, actually.
And they claim it like ignites metabolism at a deeper level.
Ooh, that sounds intense.
Right.
So vitamin C is an important antioxidant, and it's definitely crucial for overall health. But the direct link between Camu Camu and weight loss is still up for debate.
Interesting. So even with all that vitamin C, it might not be the fat burning miracle they're making it out to be.
Right. Now, EGCG from green tea, that one has been studied a bit more extensively.
Okay.
And there is some evidence suggesting it can boost metabolism, but the effects are generally pretty modest.
So no turbocharging, just a little nudge.
Exactly. And even then, it's most effective when combined with a healthy diet and regular exercise.
Makes sense. Supplements alone aren't usually a magic bullet.
No, they rarely are.
So the website also mentions Panax ginseng.
Oh, yeah, ginseng.
They say it's been used traditionally in East Asia for vitality and even libido. Is
Interesting.
there any truth to that?
Well, Panax ginseng is an adaptogen, so it can help your body deal with stress. And some people do report feeling more energized and focused after taking it.
Okay.
As for the libido claims, the research is a bit mixed on that one.
Ah, so maybe not the fountain of youth they're suggesting.
Probably not.
What about some of these other ingredients? They list a whole bunch of things like mangosteen, ashwagandha, and Mamortica charantia.
Yeah, they're going for that exotic superfoods vibe.
It's like a botanical garden in a packet.
Right. And while some of these ingredients do have interesting properties, they don't actually provide specific dosages for each one,
Oh, really?
especially for their proprietary blend of eight super antioxidants.
So that lack of transparency makes it kind of hard to know how potent the formula really is.
Yeah, and it also makes it difficult to assess potential interactions with other medications or pre-existing health conditions.
Right, because even though they're natural ingredients,
Yeah.
they could still have effects that we need to be aware of.
Absolutely. It's like reading a recipe but only having half the ingredients listed.
I like that analogy.
You might be intrigued, but you wouldn't start cooking without the full picture.
Exactly. So we've got this intriguing mix of ingredients, some with a little more scientific backing than others.
Yay.
But what does Nagana Lean Body Tonic actually claim to do for you?
Yeah, what are they actually promising here?
Well, it seems like they're promising a laundry list of benefits.
Like what?
We're talking weight loss, boosted metabolism, increased energy, better sleep, improved digestion. The list goes on.
Wow, they really do make a lot of claims.
It almost sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want all of that?
Right.
Well, this is where we need to start separating marketing from reality.
Okay.
You'll notice that both the website and some of these articles we have use a lot of vague language.
Like what kinds of words?
Words like supports, helps, and promotes.
Oh, I see.
These words don't require the same level of scientific evidence as more definitive claims.
So they're being careful with their wording to make it sound effective without making any concrete promises.
Exactly. And then there are the testimonials.
Oh, yeah, those glowing reviews.
Right. From supposedly happy customers claiming incredible results.
Yeah, you see those everywhere these days.
And while these stories can be compelling, it's important to remember they're just anecdotal evidence, not scientific proof.
Right, because what works for one person might not work for everyone.
Exactly. Everyone's different.
Now, they do offer a 180-day money-back guarantee.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That seems pretty confident, right?
It's a smart tactic for sure.
Yeah.
It reduces the risk for the consumer and might encourage people to try it who would otherwise be hesitant.
Makes sense. So we've covered the ingredients and the alluring claims, but now let's flip the script a bit.
Okay.
Are there any downsides or red flags we should be aware of?
That's a great question and a crucial one.
Yeah.
Remember that lack of transparency with the ingredient dosages? That's a concern because certain ingredients, even natural ones, can have adverse effects.
Right, especially if you have pre-existing health conditions or taking certain medications.
Exactly.
So even though it's plant-based, it's not necessarily risk-free.
Right. It's always a good idea to talk to your doctor before starting any new supplement, especially if you have any health concerns.
Good advice. And they also mention on the website that there's no independent peer-reviewed research specifically on Nogonoline Body Tonic itself.
That's right. While some individual ingredients have been studied, we don't know how they interact in this specific formulation or at these undisclosed dosages.
So we don't have the full picture.
Not quite.
And of course, there's that FDA disclaimer reminding us that supplements aren't regulated like pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, that's important to keep in mind.
So the FDA doesn't evaluate the safety or efficacy of supplements before they hit the market.
It's up to the consumer to do their homework and consult with a healthcare provider.
Okay, so it sounds like we need to approach Nogonoline Body Tonic with a healthy dose of caution and critical thinking.
I think that's a good takeaway so far.
What's the bigger picture here when it comes to plant-based supplements and weight loss?
Well, there's definitely a growing interest in natural alternatives for weight management and for good reason.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking for gentler approaches to their health.
Right. It's not just about popping a pill and watching the pounds melt away.
So it's crucial to remember that a healthy lifestyle is the foundation for sustainable weight loss.
Absolutely. A balanced diet, regular exercise, stress management, and adequate sleep all play a role.
Supplements can be a part of the picture,
Right.
but they should never be seen as a replacement for those foundational elements.
Exactly.
So to sum up, Nogonoline Body Tonic is a plant-based supplement with some intriguing ingredients, but also some potential downsides. It's shrouded in marketing hype and lacks robust scientific backing.
That's a fair assessment.
So we need to be savvy consumers, especially in the age of influencer marketing and online testimonials.
Right. Do your research, read the label carefully, consult with your healthcare provider, and remember, there's no quick fix for sustainable weight loss.
So if someone is considering trying Nogonoline Body Tonic, what questions should they be asking their doctor or a registered dietitian?
That's a great question and one we should definitely explore further.
Yeah. So let's talk about those questions. What should people be asking their doctor before trying Nogonoline Body Tonic?
Well, first and foremost, be upfront about your interest in it and share the ingredient list with your doctor.
Okay.
They can check for potential interactions with any medications you're taking or flag any ingredients that might be a concern for you.
Makes sense. It's easy to get caught up in the hype of something new and forget that what works for one person might not work for everyone.
Exactly. We're all unique, and your doctor understands your individual health profile better than anyone.
So besides ingredient safety, what else should people be asking?
Well, it's also important to discuss realistic expectations.
Okay. Ask your doctor if they think this supplement is likely to be effective for you based on your weight loss goals and your overall health.
Right, because those testimonials and before and after photos can be pretty convincing.
They can be, but a doctor can provide a more objective perspective.
Yeah, for sure.
They can also offer guidance on dosage, since the product website doesn't provide that information.
Oh, that's a good point.
Your doctor might recommend starting with a lower dose to see how you tolerate it,
Okay.
and then gradually increase if needed.
That makes sense. Even natural ingredients can have side effects if you take too much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't hesitate to ask your doctor for additional tips on healthy eating, exercise, or other lifestyle changes that can support your weight loss journey.
So it's really about taking a holistic approach and not just relying on a supplement.
Right. Supplements like Nogonoline Body Tonic can be a tool in your toolkit, but they shouldn't be seen as a magic solution.
It's about making informed decisions and being an active participant in your own health journey.
I love that. That's a great way to put it. This has been really helpful. It's clear that talking to your doctor is essential before trying any new supplement.
Especially one with so much buzz around it.
Exactly. Like Nogonoline Body Tonic.
Yeah. But even with all this information, it's hard not to be a little intrigued by the idea of a natural tonic that could support weight loss.
Oh, I totally get it. The idea of a natural solution can be very appealing.
So, how can listeners navigate this complex landscape of information and marketing claims to make the best choices for their own well-being?
That's a big question.
Yeah, it is.
I think it boils down to a few key things. First, be critical of the information you encounter. Don't just accept marketing claims at face value.
Okay, so be a savvy consumer and don't believe everything you read.
Exactly. Dig a little deeper, look for scientific evidence, and consider the source of the information.
Got it. What else?
Second, prioritize your overall health. Remember that sustainable weight loss is about more than just supplements.
Right. It's about nourishing your body with whole foods, moving regularly, managing stress, and getting enough sleep. Exactly. Supplements can be part of the picture, but they should never replace those foundational elements.
So it's about taking a holistic approach and focusing on long-term healthy habits rather than quick fixes.
Absolutely. And finally, remember, you don't have to navigate this alone.
That's a good point.
Talk to your doctor, a registered dietitian, or other trusted healthcare professional.
Yeah, they can offer personalized guidance.
Exactly, and help you make informed decisions that align with your individual needs and goals.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
It's so empowering to know that we have resources and experts who can support us on our health journeys.
I agree.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Nagano Lean Body Tonic, what's the key message we want our listeners to take away?
I think it's this, Neek. Be curious, be informed, and be empowered. When it comes to your health, don't settle for quick fixes or empty promises. Hmm. Invest in yourself, seek knowledge, and make choices that lead to lasting well-being.
Beautifully said. And remember, we're always here to help you navigate the complex world of health and wellness. Join us next time for another deep dive into a fascinating topic that's sure to spark your curiosity and empower you to live your healthiest life.
You know, it's funny. I was looking at the Nagano Lean Body Tonic website again, and they really play up this whole ancient Japanese wisdom angle.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's all about those exotic ingredients and centuries of tradition.
Right. Like they're saying, this isn't just some trendy diet fad. This is like ancient knowledge in a bottle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that could be really appealing to people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It makes it seem more
authentic.
Yeah.
But we have to remember that just because something has been used for centuries doesn't automatically mean it's effective or safe.
Right. Tradition and science aren't always the same thing.
Exactly. We should appreciate the cultural context, but we can't let that cloud our judgment when it comes to making health decisions.
So always approach those claims with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Definitely. And look for that scientific evidence to back them up. Okay, so speaking of scientific evidence, we mentioned before that there's no independent research specifically on Nagano Lean Body Tonic.
Right.
So does that mean it's automatically a bad product?
Not necessarily. It just means we need to be a bit more cautious.
Okay.
The lack of research doesn't prove that it doesn't work, but it also doesn't give us the evidence to say confidently that it does.
So it's kind of like a gray area.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's potential, but also uncertainty.
And that's why it's so important to have that conversation with your doctor.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They can help you weigh the potential benefits and risks based on your own situation.
Okay, so let's say someone has done their research, talked to their doctor, and they've decided to give Nagano Lean Body Tonic a try.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give them?
Well, I'd encourage them to start with a realistic mindset.
Yeah.
Supplements aren't a magic solution.
Right.
They might be able to support your weight loss efforts, but they won't do the work for you.
So you still got to put in the effort.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Focus on those foundational healthy habits we talked about earlier.
Like the diet and exercise.
Yes. Don't expect to see miracles overnight. Sustainable weight loss takes time and consistency.
And a holistic approach.
Right. It's about making gradual changes to your lifestyle that you can maintain over time.
Makes sense. And also pay attention to how your body responds.
Oh, that's so important.
If you experience any side effects.
Definitely stop taking it and talk to your doctor.
Good advice.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Nagano Lean Body Tonic, what's the final thought you want to leave our listeners with?
You know, at the end of the day, I think it comes down to this: be an active participant in your own health journey.
I like that.
Be curious, be informed, and be empowered to make choices that really align with your values and your goals.
It's about taking ownership of your health.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
No.
Do your research and seek guidance from those trusted healthcare professionals.
Your health is your most valuable asset, so invest in it wisely.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive into the world of health and wellness.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.